at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless to all our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, you listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, I'm asking you to keep that faith. I'm asking you to keep that trinity of faith in your heart today. For I know many right now are facing situations that seem to come from nowhere, facing problems that they seem unchangeable. Some right now have court cases that seem unwinnable. Some right now have sicknesses that seem unhealable. Many that I've talked to across the country are still trying to work on situations that they never dreamed that they'd be involved with. You, my friends, I'm asking you to keep that faith. I want you to know, my friends, that book of Genesis to Revelations is real. And if you have just that faith, my friends, on today, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Write down the telephone number, my friends. I'll be in the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that are in need. Whether you are dealing with unnatural or natural sicknesses, whether you're dealing with witchcraft or voodoo or hoodoo, whether right now you have no peace in that home, whether you, my friends, have trouble on that job or need that wife, that husband, that girlfriend, that boyfriend that went astray back right there at home with you. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, write it down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Whether you want to dress around your home, whether you right now have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, your nature on vacation, or you have a problem with diabetes or your kidneys or your heart condition is giving you trouble. You know, my friends, we deal with all types of herbal remedies that we have been sending across the country for many years. I've told many in the past how it came about. In the days of old, there used to be someone always on that farm that can go off into the woods with a croaker sack across that back, come back after they grab up everything that they needed, boil it, strain it, and steep it. Or boil it, steep it, and strain it. And drink it so that the next day they can go back to that field. Yes, you that have that arthritis, that gout, that problem in your body. Some right now cannot make it to the restroom in the middle of the night without holding on to the dresser. One woman said, Reb, I'm glad that sweating is gone because I can wear high heel shoes now. Might be a problem there where you are losing with that court case. And you say, well, in the Bible it shows how them doors were open. Oh, my God. You know, I've spoke to some that have been different places here and there and still going through the same situations that they were before. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready. I'm going to give it to you in just a minute. When you write, my friends, whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friends, you send it from your heart. For if it's not from your heart, oh, my God, we're going for naught. Friends, again, when you write, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Masterstroke oil. I'm going to send you a prayer cloth, and I want you to pray with it. I'm going to send you, my friends, a cross for you to keep with you. Some say, well, Rev, I need something to bathe with. Some say, Rev, I'd like to have something to dress around that home or that business. Again, friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. Again, that's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory right here in Atlanta. Again, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. You might have some enemies around there placing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Might have someone around there throwing stones and hiding that hand. You know, my friends, we've talked to some that were about to give up. But I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For prayer is the key. And if you have just that faith, my friends, just that faith, you too can come through. Write that telephone number, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Oh, my God. I know you can turn it around. I've seen many throughout the years, my friends, have sat down and waited and waited, but you know that broke that wagon down when you put too much weight on it. Some say, well, I'll get started tomorrow, but tomorrow, my friends, not too late, but you, good God, you never know. Again, friends, write that number down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'll be here at the telephone line throughout the day. If the line is busy, just dial me right back all throughout this day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. I'm going to play one testimonial for you and get right back with you. Write down that telephone number. I'm here at the prayer line right now, my friend.
Everywhere I went, there was a block. I mean, you know, they were just blocking me. It was like, oh, I don't have the money. I can't do this. I can't help you. And I can't help you. And I was so down and out. Sunday, I guess it must have been God's will for me to listen to the radio station, because I've never listened to that station on a Sunday morning at that time, because I'm usually in church. And so I was at the, just sitting, just cooking and listening to the radio. And next thing I know, I had your name and number, and I was calling. And from that point on, everything has just been totally different. Totally different. That's amazing. But then, I just have a different feeling about myself and about my home, about everything.
Because at first, I was listening to you when you first called, and you really, I mean, by dealing with unnatural things, and it's even worse than witchcraft. I mean, worse.
I know, because I just couldn't feel that this was something that was natural, because it happened to me too suddenly. All of a sudden, it just, there I was sick. And it all happened when I told him I was not going to be seeing him anymore. And that, you know, that I thought it would be best if we went our separate ways. I said, you're not going to change him. It's not going to do me any good to continue sitting around waiting on you. I said, all you want to do every time you come jokingly away, you know. And I didn't pay it any attention, because I know once before he went to Nigeria. And when he came back.
And he even said the word voodoo.
Oh, he, you know, he's mentioned that to me more than one time, voodoo. But he did, he just said one time, he says, well, I'm going to put something on you, and nobody's going to ever have you. I can't have you.
And that's what happened to
you. You're not going to leave me.
And you've been this, how long has this been going on?
Well, I've been sick like this for a year. Well, not a year, I'll say. I really got sick in November, but we had been married 8 years, but we only lived together in the same house for 10 months, but I continued to see him. You know, we continued to come and spend time with me.
What has been going on since you called for the prayer package, the first prayer package?
You mean as far as people?
Things around you, people around you,
nicer.
Your money situation,
everything's improved. The money definitely was improved, because I had no idea where I was going to get any money from for the closing today.
Yes, my friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me back. Because I know, my friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around if you have just that faith, my friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you, my friends, that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, for a little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's gone, after you're down the road, after it's out of your reach, it's something else to go back and get it. Oh, my friends, don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today, my friends. This is Reverend Gregory right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, my friends, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If you have a problem with your body, with nature, you want to grow hair, you know someone that wants to come off drugs, even if it's you, I'll show you too how to come through. Again, friends, write it down. Our time is drawing down. Telephone number, my friends, 404 212-224-4444. For further information, just dial me right on up. Oh, my God, our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray for us as we pray with you. We ask you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God, friends. Again, once again, that's 404-212-224-4444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is in the blessing business. Yes, that financial system. Oh, my friends, if you have trouble in that home, you too, my friends, can come through. May God bless you. May God keep you until we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you had a blessed holiday season with your family. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. God, I'm praying, oh God, for people that are dealing with grief during the holiday season. That God, that you would lift every countenance, lift every heavy burden, oh God. Lord, wipe every tear, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, throw your loving arms around them, oh God. Surround them with your presence, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do. God, you brought us this far, oh God. Trusting, leaning, and depending on you and your word, because that's all we have. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Luke, the first chapter, 46 through the 48 verses. Luke, first chapter, 46 through 48. And it reads as follows. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of this lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is, can God trust you? Think about it. It's not a hard question to answer or to even ponder on. Can God really trust you? This is a faith-based, profound question asking if you are a reliable steward of his gifts, his plans, and the gospel, with answers pointing to trustworthiness built through obedience, is built through character, and using your talents, your stewardship, and also remaining faithful in the midst of trials, just like Job, and living in alignment with divine purpose, making it a call to action to prove your commitment through deeds and not just your words. So let us look at the concept of divine trust. Not maybe or if, but divine trust. Stewardship is God trusts people to manage resources, talents, money, time, the world. Those are resources. He trusts you to handle them responsibly, just like it's shown in the parables, like the parable of the talents in Luke 16. And he also expects us to carry his will. You see, God believes individuals can fulfill his purpose and has given the Holy Spirit as a seal and help to empower believers to do his will. Also, faithfulness. Faithfulness in the midst of trials. You see, God tests people by allowing hardships, just like Brother Job, to see if they will maintain faith, demonstrating a higher level of trust. So we is talking about, can God really trust you? And your character and your obedience plays a very crucial part as well. You see, trustworthiness isn't just about being honest, but also about developing courage, love, perseverance, proving you can be depended on. Not when it gets so heavy or get hot, you want to jump out. You don't want to go through anymore. But let me tell you something. Trials build your character. It sets a tone of how much you can take. You see, God would never give you an assignment if he didn't think you are well and able to carry it out. He would not give you a vision without provision. He has not given you the talent to write books if the books would not affect or make a major impact on the world. It's not just there sitting on the shelf. Just like how Yiddo Boshai, we can't waste God's time. God is not going to allow us to waste our time. Our time is valuable to God, just like his time is. So character and obedience played a major part. He's looking at your trustworthiness of being honest. And you have to develop courage and love and perseverance. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I'm going all the way with Jesus. I am in this thing for the long haul. There is no turning back. And that's the attitude you have to get. There's no turning back. Sometimes you got to release people, places, and things, and familiar things, things that feel comfortable with you, things that you knew that, hey, I don't have to go all the way. I can just do a part of it and let a part of it alone. But in this season, God is calling for you to give up everything, even release the familiar things that had you bound, that have you bound, that have you stuck. And he is asking you to release your comfort zone, because familiar situations, familiar people, people that are around you, allows you to be comfortable with your familiar. And it's time to prove yourself. Hey, God, you can trust me. I'm not going to fail on you. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to lack. I'm not going to get tired when it gets heavy. Yes, it's going to get heavy sometimes. And yes, I may get weak, but I got your word, because you will build me up. You will walk with me. You will talk to me. You will minister to me to go on. You won't leave me out here by myself. Come on here, somebody. So, looking back, it's very interesting that Mary never asked to give birth to the Christ. No, she didn't. And she wasn't looking for the fame. Mm-mm. She was about to get married to Joseph. And she was making wedding plans. Basically, Mary was just minding her own business. She wasn't even thinking about this. But right in the middle of one of the most exciting times in her life, she was interrupted. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know, in the midst of the exciting time of your life, oh, things going good, a big interruption comes? Because catch this, your plans is not his plans for your life. Sure, you got plans for your life. Sure, true enough. But if you is a born-again Christian believer, sold out, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, your plans is not God's plans. Your plan can be interrupted by the plan of God for your life. That plan can detour you. The plan of God can detour you from getting into something that is waiting far ahead. And that something is destruction. God sees before we see, and he will interrupt our plans. So her wedding plans were put on hold. Mm-hmm. It went from a celebratory time to a very stressful time. Come on here, somebody. She was highly favored, okay? But the assignment of facing her fiance, or the burden of facing him, family, and friends who thought she'd been unfaithful, must have seemed much bigger than the blessing. You know she was talked about. She was called everything but a child of God, because here she is pregnant, and she know. And they know Joseph and her wasn't even married. And they automatically knew she was unfaithful. But the reason God chose Mary is because he knew he could trust her to carry the assignment with a good attitude, without complaining, and to fulfill his God divine ordained purpose. See, we talk a lot about trusting God. But my question is, can God trust you? Can he count on you to go through seasons that you don't understand? To carry a heavy burden that you didn't even ask for, and still have an attitude of faith. And you still don't murmur and complain, and you don't even understand what's going on. Can God trust you? If he gives it to you, it's because he knows you have what it takes to fulfill his purpose. If he knew you couldn't do it, he wouldn't give it to you. So once again, my question is, can God trust you? I'm serious. Can he really, really trust you? Come on, let's pray. Father, thank you for the blessings you have put on our lives, because we trust in you. Lord, thank you that you also trust us to carry certain assignments with a good attitude. Father God, we believe that you are giving us the grace, the mercy, the strength to fulfill your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on today. And if you need to reach me, my number is 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. 8953. And remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2301.